This study, entitled Orenstein, Porcine Biologics, was published in Hernia in 2010. Background: prosthetic reinforcement needed for hernia repair. Historically, biological meshes have been used where synthetics are contraindicated. Materials elicit inflammatory response. Normal can lead to better integration. Excessive can be deleterious. Mesh degradation or encapsulation. Background: appropriate inflammation needed. Balance of cytokines, growth factors, and other signaling molecules, interleukin-1 beta, interleukin-6, interleukin-8, vascular endothelial growth factor. Study design: 5 mm samples of 4 different porcine-derived biologic meshes, column end, barred Dayvol, chemically cross-linked porcine dermis, Permacol TM, Covidian, chemically cross-linked porcine dermis, Stratis TM, LifeCell, non-cross-linked porcine dermis, Surgisys, Cook, porcine small intestine submucosa, negative control of no mesh, positive control of LPS solution, PBMCs isolated from blood of 6 healthy volunteers, added to 250 UL solution of 8.0 times 10 to the 6 cells per milliliter of solution, incubated at 37 degrees centigrade for 7 days, fluorescent imaging used to quantify cytokine levels. Results: mesh-induced cytokine expression from day 7 culture supernatants. The values represent the mean cytokine production for each mesh and are expressed as PG per ml. A. Interleukin-1 beta, IL-1B. B. Interleukin-6, IL-6. C. Interleukin-8, IL-8. D. Vascular endothelial growth factor, VEGF. Negative controls, cells only, and positive controls, cells and lipopolysaccharide, LPS, were not exposed to mesh. Cytokine levels were obtained using BioPlex multiplex immunoassay kits. See Table 1 for detailed cytokine expression numbers. Results, Table 1. Cytokine expression levels from Day 7 culture supernatants. Values are listed as mean cytokine concentrations for each mesh and expressed as picograms of cytokine per milliliter of culture supernatant, PG per ml. Cytokine levels were obtained using BioPlex multiplex immunoassay kits. IL, interleukin, LPS, lipopolysaccharide. Discussion: tissue reinforcement followed by gradual reabsorption, remodeling, and replacement. Proper integration depends on cellular and fibrovascular ingrowth followed by tissue remodeling. Excessive inflammation may be deleterious. Discussion: cytokines as inflammatory markers. Cross-linking leads to higher degrees of chronic inflammation. Processing, decellularization, and sterilization play a role. Conclusions: profound immunogenic differences exist between meshes. Differences attributable to processing methods. Excessive cytokine production associated with decreased in vivo performance.